In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another episode of our program In Search of Piety. The topic of today's episode is miraculous protection. Who received such miraculous protection and what do we mean by miraculous protection? Inshallah, I will reveal all shortly, but before I do that, following our routine, today I would like to share with you a saying, a statement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the excellence of sending blessings in favor of the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an said that a supplication remains suspended between the sky and the earth and nothing ascends from it until an individual sends a prayer of blessings in favor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we understand the importance, excellence, significance of Salat ala Nabi in light of what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. So if we want our supplications to receive acceptance, to ascend towards the sky as a sign of acceptance from in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us remember to include within our supplications some expression of Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, or what we translate as the prayer of blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our program In Search of Piety is inspired by the famous compilation of Hafiz Abu Nu'aym Asbahani, namely Hilyatul Awliya, and we take from the examples or the citations of the great Hafiz, the great Imam, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, and we try to highlight some important aspects within his citations, where we began with the lives of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best among them, referring to the four, the Khulafa, the caliphs of this religion, and then we followed the mention of those personalities with the famous or some of the famous personalities among the 10 who were promised paradise by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during their lifetimes, and we will continue with this order that Hafiz Abu Nu'aym has mentioned in his book, just picking some pearls of wisdom, some of his citations, and learning or reminding ourselves of the lessons of piety expressed by these noble personalities. Remember, our search for piety is a search for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we do deeds that will lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our deeds, accepting our efforts and endeavors in His court, and thus we attain salvation with His grace and with His mercy. We do not have such pride in our good actions, or what we perceive to be our good actions. We do not have such pride that we think that our good actions will necessitate mercy. No, it's nothing like that. In fact, when we look at the lives of the pious predecessors, they showed us through their examples that performing good deeds or trying and striving to live a life of righteousness does not mean that one is confident in any good that he perceives to be good. It is the opposite of that. It is a case of one does as much as possible, but does not deem his efforts to be worthy or deserving of forgiveness or elevation. Rather, there is hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that perhaps a single deed among the deeds that were done is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I often say, and I've said in the past, sometimes there is more hope when our deeds are attributed to or our deeds affect another individual, meaning that we encourage someone to follow the religion, to become more devout in their following of Islam. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us due to our efforts in bringing that Muslim, that believer, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of action, in terms of obedience or actions of devotion. So let us not be confident in what we do. Let us have hope that among the actions that we perform, we have shortcomings, we have failings, but among those shortcomings and failings, from time to time, we try to do the good, any good that we can, with this hope that Allah may choose any of those deeds as a means of salvation for us. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for a reason. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at one's wealth. Our hearts and our deeds will determine whether or not we have a greater chance of attaining salvation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first personality that I would like to mention in today's episode is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala an. From the name, you probably have an idea of who he was. This famous companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the brother of a noble lady who later became one of the mothers of the believers, Sayyida Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash, he is mentioned by the scholars, and Imam Hafiz Abu Nu'aym mentions in his collection that he was one who was known as the first flag bearer of Islam, and he was someone who was beloved to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the companions who performed the migration to Abyssinia, and he took part in the Battle of Badr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam later married his sister Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. She became one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, one of the mothers of the believers radiallahu anhunna. As far as Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash being the first flag bearer in Islam is concerned, this statement or this attribution is concerned, Hafiz Abu Nu'aym, he mentions in his citation that Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reports that in Islam, the first person to wave a flag was Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala an. And he also mentions that the first spoils of war that were distributed among the believers were the spoils that were collected by or were attained by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala. And he was someone whose acceptance or the acceptance of his supplication was witnessed by the companions radiallahu anhum. He became a martyr during the expedition of Uhud, and he in fact prayed, he supplicated for his martyrdom, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him martyrdom the way he wanted, the way he supplicated. This was the greatness of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala. And from his example we are reminded of loyalty, from his example we are reminded of the willingness to sacrifice one's life for the preservation of this message of truth, for the preservation of the message of Islam. His love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that in a very difficult time for the Muslims, he stood with his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and in the end, the ultimate sacrifice, that he is martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he stands and he opposes the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve this noble message. Another noble personality mentioned by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym is Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala an, who was the freed slave of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And he actually had a part to play during the migration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Being a shepherd, he was one of the people responsible for assisting the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam when he was accompanied by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And Sayyidina Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also known for the nature of his martyrdom or the aftermath of his martyrdom. It is reported that Sayyidina Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred at the well of Ma'una, and the day he was martyred, it was witnessed by whom? Amir bin Tufail. He asked about Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala, and he pointed towards the body of Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, "Who is this man?" Referring to the martyred Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu an. And he was told that this is Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala an. After his martyrdom, after he passed away, his body ascended towards the sky, and I saw his body rising towards the heavens. This was a sign of, surely, a sign of acceptance of the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala an. And Imam Zuhri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he narrates that the day Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala an, who was martyred, the believers set out to look for his body, and they couldn't find his body after his martyrdom. They came to a conclusion that the angels may have taken his body and buried him. But Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the freed slave of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Amir bin Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known for his loyalty to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and obviously to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a sign of acceptance of his martyrdom seen in the fact that his body rose towards the heavens. And then after that, according to the other traditions, his body was not found, and the assumption was that the angels had taken his body and may have buried it. Another personality famous for his efforts and for his time and for his endeavors for Islam was Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an. He is described as someone who was known for his inner and outer purity. Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an gave his life, or devoted his life, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the service of the religion. And his death was a death of martyrdom too. It is mentioned, or Imam Hafiz Abu Nu'aym mentions another point of tasawwuf, or another definition of tasawwuf. Those of you who've been following the episodes, from time to time, a citation or a definition of the people, the ascetics, or the people of self-purification, the representatives of tasawwuf, they mention, their quotes are mentioned defining tasawwuf, and I would like to share another quote with you. Hafiz Ibn Nu'aym, he writes that to turn away from the world and to have an inclination towards the hereafter, this is the essence of tasawwuf. So what we find in the noble personalities that we have spoken of until now, they all had this shared quality that they did not have an inclination to this world. They thought about the hereafter, and their efforts and concerns were for the hereafter. Coming back to Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, the title of our episode was Miraculous Protection, and this miraculous protection that I speak of now was given to Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What was this protection and what happened? Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was part of a group of at least six believers who were sent by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this group reached the settlement of the tribe of Huzail. And the tribe of Huzail, who were not believers, they wanted to offer protection to this group of companions, the group of believers. Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala and who did not want the protection of those who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this became a reason of conflict. Ultimately, Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala and who was martyred. Another important aspect to remember here, or another historical point which is mentioned here, is that previously during the Battle of Uhud, Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had defeated two sons of a woman by the name of Sulafa bint Sa'ad. This woman had expressed an oath that as revenge or as retaliation, she would seek to take, Allah forbid, the skull of Sayyiduna Asim bin Thabit radiallahu an, and fill it with wine and drink it. So when Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala and was martyred, this pledge and this account was well known among some of the disbelievers. So some of them set out in trying to find the body of Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an to fulfill this oath of Sulafa. When these disbelievers reached the body of Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, suddenly they noticed that a swarm of bees came and they covered his entire body. They could not touch him. They waited and then they decided they would come back later when the bees had moved on, and then they would take the head of Sayyiduna Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala and so Sulafa could fulfill her pledge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned something different. You see, the disbelievers plan, the hypocrites plan. The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their plans. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And sometimes in life when we see what is going on around us, or we seem to think that certain oppressions are going unnoticed, or our hearts seem to feel that certain injustices are not being punished, remember, we are not in a position to pass judgment. We are not in a position to understand the wisdom of creation and the wisdom of divine decree. We have to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if nothing else, if there is an oppression in this world, if there is an injustice in this world, a reckoning will come. And if justice is apparently not served according to the understanding of people in this world, or if this is not witnessed by people or understood by people in this world, believe that on that day, when even the animals will be brought back to life, and an injustice of one animal towards another will be judged, remember that a transgression of a human being against another human being will be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not make this issue an issue of irritation for ourselves or restlessness for ourselves. It's not really our circle of influence to worry about things that we have no control over. But coming back to this point, look how these disbelievers thought that they would just go to the body of Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit Ansari radiallahu and they would take his head and Sulafa would fulfill her pledge that she had made. They thought that this was something easy for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned, decided otherwise. Not only did they not touch the body of Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala on their first attempt due to the bees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent rain, and it rained so much that the water of the rain, it literally took the body of Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit radiallahu anhu away. It washed his blessed body away, and the disbelievers were unable to touch, to take anything from the blessed martyred body of Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala. And this was the miraculous protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit radiallahu anhu in his lifetime. Although a shaheed is still alive, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the Quran, but during his time in the world, when he was living among the people, he did not desire, after embracing faith, he did not desire protection of those who were considered the enemies of the faith, those who were the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after his martyrdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow any of the disbelievers, the enemies of the religion, to touch or to harm the body of Sayyidina Asim bin Sabit Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was miraculous protection given to him as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another famous companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, known for his selflessness and known for his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was Sayyiduna Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was someone who was known for his steadfastness, for his patience. Even at the time of his death, he left such an example, or he set such a beautiful example for believers who would come after him, that when your life is in danger, even during that most difficult moment, when death is apparently in front of you, how you should be steadfast upon your faith, and how your devout nature should inspire others and be a lesson for others. Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Before I mention anything specific about his life, I just want to mention another quote of regarding the definition of tasawwuf cited by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym. He says that the people of tasawwuf, the people of self-purification, of asceticism, have said that facing or tolerating difficulties in the preservation or protection of religion, this is the essence of tasawwuf. So if we remember all these lessons about the definition of tasawwuf, it actually, a list of qualities can be produced, and this list or these qualities can be a standard of morality for us, the standard that we set or the standard that we look at for our living in this world and how we should behave in this world to attain salvation. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu was part of the group of Muslims led by Sayyidina Amir bin Sabit Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was captured, imprisoned. In fact, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sold to the Bani Harith. Why was he sold to this particular tribe? During the Battle of Badr, Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had killed Haris bin Amir. So the people of his tribe, they wanted revenge. But when he was captured, he was sold to the Banu Haris. The Banu Haris kept him in captivity for some time. And then they decided that they would eventually take his life. Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his captivity, he was a woman witnessed his morality, that even when a young child came and sat in his lap, he did not take that opportunity to threaten the Banu Haris and to use that child as a means of escape. And he expressed the fact when this woman showed her concern on seeing her child being near Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala, and he expressed that he is not a barbaric man and he would not use this child as a means of escape from captivity. When the time came and they dragged him forward to make his death an example for other people, he said to them, "Give me time to pray 2 rakats, 2 cycles of prayer." He prayed, but he did not lengthen the prayer. And he expressed that he did not lengthen the cycles of prayer because he did not want them to think that he did this out of fear of death. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to some traditions, he was questioned. And he was asked that would he prefer that in his place the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood, and he expressed that he would not even want the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be harmed by a thorn, let alone be in his place and be in this situation where his death is imminent. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with this devout nature and with this love, with this public expression of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and steadfastness for the religion, he was martyred, and until his final breath he did not waver in his devotion for Islam. Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu set an example for many who would come after him, and this habit of, in our history, of people who have been oppressed before their lives are taken, before they become martyrs, for them to pray before that time, for them to place their head in prostration, this action is attributed to Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala, and that he was the first one to do this in this manner, and his beautiful example was followed by many martyrs who would come after him. The lesson for us being that in search of piety, we must develop such a steadfastness that even if our life is ending, we do not waver in our devotion for Islam, in our efforts to serve Islam, in our following of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us such passion that until our final breath, we follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We strive to become believers who willingly and wholeheartedly follow the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah accept our good intentions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.